Welcome to MedTech Chat, where we discover the latest healthcare tools, device technology, as well as research approaches. We'll be talking to designers, insight professionals, and other executives to better understand how MedTech is helping patients and those caring for them now and in the future. Today I'm excited to be talking to Dan Vandervoof. He's the inventor of the Q-Strip from the Netherlands. He's an experienced developer with more than 25 years of programming experience. Thanks for joining us today, Dan.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I'm wondering if you could tell us sort of what led you to this project that you're going to tell us about.
In first place, I studied electronics, and by coincidence, I went on a sort of sensor to register nocturnal perspiration, and it was 4 years ago, and I was planning to make a sensor to help my son avoiding problems in his bed, to help in his incontinence problems. But by that, per accident, the strip moved. It was really made by copper and old. Just the thought of making something that can absorb liquid and measure something. And by that, the sensor was moved up to this body part, and next day I was registering nocturnal perspiration, but understood that we can log nocturnal perspiration, night sweats during our sleep on a very easy way by just a ribbon of paper of 90 centimeters long with two tiny carbon electrodes in it to measure and calculate the capillary function of how we sweat. So the moist that we release in our bodies, in fact. It took me 3.5 years to understand that principle, to really make it the nice thing, to get the sharpest resolution out of it. And that's how it started. By coincidence, so people call it as well serendipity, it was like, it is what it is, that's it. And now we're on a phenomenon, because there are no sensors in this area. So by that, last year, I had a great partner on board. His name is Ariel van Ginkel, and he's leading me more into the business.
That's very exciting. Not only does it sound like you're a great dad, but it sounds like you're a great scientist and inventor. I'm curious, it sounds like this is in early stages. Can you give us a sense of any of the new insights that are coming along?
Of course. I studied first 3.5 years about 30 persons sleeping on this device to see what kind of nocturnal perspiration are we doing as human bodies. And I reckoned there were recurring patterns all days coming up at different people, but same patterns. And there was like, what's that what we're looking at? So we did some home studies. It's more the home study because it's more about understanding the sensor and the precision of its sensor. I was still developing that. Now we're on some next generation, so we're going next level because we're doing even we're going to reach out to a medical in sleep study to understand how our brain is interacting in our sleep, so what we can relate from our brain during our sleep, and that can be the phases, how it's being shifted, all these kind of things. That's what we measure now, and we're making it more static in a matrix to make it more understandable.
Very exciting.
We noticed already a very cool recurring patterns before people, let's say if they get ill, you always got a difference in your night when you sleep, and you cannot manipulate it. You're sleeping, so it's the purest signal from the body. Sometimes, of course, it's good as well because it's a mechanism for detoxing the body, in fact. But sometimes it can be as well a prodromal symptom for a disease. So before you get ill, 2 nights before you get ill, your body is saying you, is telling us something else already than we're conscious about. And that's the quite interesting thing of listening to the body when you cannot manipulate it. And that's why I think sleep can be really good in it. To measure it.
I think that's very important, obviously, to have a leading indicator of problems to come. And I totally agree that sleep is one of those things that are very important to health. I'm just curious, do you know if there's any other studies that study sleep in these ways and how long those studies are versus the kind of things that you're working on?
We digged into all medical literature that has to do with night sweats, nocturnal sweats, in all phases of life. For example, the longest study that was being done on night sweats was 10 days. And even then, that was done with small tubes to collect sweat. It was a very old-fashioned way of how you can collect sweat. I mean, and by that, the unit of sweat is missing as well. We don't have a unit for it, not yet. But, for example, to understand that there was no longer study done that we found, maybe. If anyone knows a longer study, please reach out to us, because it's very important, because we see deviation in longitude. So in 30 days, in 45 days, we see total different patterns that are never being recorded. And yeah, it's normal as well, because they did only 10 days. That's what we found out. So if that's true, it's good possible a wearable, you cannot reach the same effect with it. This is really, we call it the sleepable. You just sleep on it, and it's non-invasive at all. So
I love that, yeah. The sleepable. That's a great term for it. I'm curious that you said that one way is it might be a leading indicator for different types of illnesses. There might be ways of studying different issues. Are there things you have in particular that this may help in the future?
I'm not a medic, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm a real inventor, but as we understood, for wellness it can mean a lot. If we go to illnesses, it will be quite, we need a lot of help from the medical field, let's say like that, because for example, what we studied is that a lot of cancer, the prodromal symptoms of cancer, so the first signals of cancer can be are known as night sweats, having night sweats before people are getting ill, or such things. I mean, that can be work, but it's not to scare off anyone. I mean, sweat is always good, but it can be an indicator if you are in a risk factor, let's say it like that. So it's just a new marker that can indicate how, let's say, a patient, if a patient is being treated by his doctor, the doctor, if I understood it correctly, is always checking out the B symptoms if the patient is sweating or sweating a lot after the surgery is done and the patients are sleeping. So by this one, the doctor has a measurement tool for his B questions. But it's always a very important thing, because you always take care of your patient of sweat. But there's no marker on that. So, I mean, it's really a tool that I created. I don't understand it yet, so what we can use it for. And that's, so we have to find that out and talk about it.
Sure. It sounds like you are looking for partners to perhaps help you on this journey. I saw that there's an article out there that you're involved with that night sweats, occur in different conditions, and it could be that the activation of, say, stress via hormone could trigger this perspiration. So that sounds like an exciting marker, as you say. I'm curious, what are you thinking as the next steps now? I know right now you're kind of in this pre-studies, and they seem promising. Where are you going from here?
We're working already with, we're doing a pilot with a Royal Matras manufacturer in Holland. That's more into the sleep science. And they are going with us in the sleep science as well to understand what we can learn from it, how we can, and so we can improve our sleep. Our next level, and that's what we are on as well for Q-Strip, is that we are changing our microclimate in our beds. And that's even next level, because by controlling, by knowing what the nocturnal perspiration is, so if there's an increased it tells us an increasement, sorry, then it tells us more about the inner core temperature that's rising. And by that, we can interact to cool the body as well. So what we do as well to study how we can control a microclimate under our blanket while we sleep to control night sweats. And for example, menopause, that these are really high hot peaks, sweat hot peaks during the night for the female body. And by that, we understood it's really annoying. But yeah, if you know it's coming, you can do something. You can start a ventilator, or you call it. That's the normal way how we cool down our bodies. And by this, I just adjust my microclimate in my bed to get rid of the moisty temp and cool down my body so I have a more efficient sleep and a dry bed. Mm. So that's sleep science where we are, we run, and that's really promising because the longer I, the better I sleep, the better I will perform next day. And yeah, the best experience, that will be the next stage for us. So upcoming, I think before the end of 2021, so hopefully it will be December. Yeah, we will have some results from that as well, because it looks very promising. We're going to do clinical research with ECG measurements, brainwave measurements with the alpha, the theta, the beta waves, and very difficult things. But we have some neuroscientists, watching that, how it goes, and sleep scientists. So, yeah, sleep industry, that will be the easiest part to step on to discover, as well to log it, to register, to learn, and to see what we can do. So, yeah.
It's definitely an important endeavor because, I mean, I feel like sleep is one of the key things to keeping us all happy and healthy and productive. So that's exciting stuff. I'm curious, where did the term or the title Q-strip come from? How did you come up with that?
Okay. That's a funny, good question, by the way. It is, if you have a strip and you have 90 centimeters of paper, you roll it up, it will present a Q. But the Q stands for my son, with which I discovered it with, which I started the conversation with this morning, this day, sorry. Mm-hmm. His name is Quinn. So it's Quinn. It's when you roll it up, you have the Q. You can relate it to quality. We're quantifying as well. Sweat, so a lot of Q related things upon that. So it's whatever people want to, how they want to see it, if they want to use quantitized strip or whatever quality strip.
That's great. I love it. That's so great. So it stands for a lot of different things.
Yeah, for me it means a lot. Yeah, that's why I named it Q strip. That's it. It's a logic. If you see it, roll it up, and you will see a Q. That's it.
That's awesome. So it sounds like right now you're working on these sort of studies that seem somewhat promising. You're going to be getting involved in the sleep research that potentially could help us all get better sleep. And then potentially, I'm assuming the next phase will bring in some medical scientists that may bring it to the next level with how you could connect the sleep sweats with different precursors that could link it to ways of, you know, diagnosing or predicting some sort of illness issues. Is that correct?
That would be great. Yeah, if we are there, then we are really on the validation of being a biomarker, of course, and that will be a next step, a big step for us to understand. That's the official dream, of course, to make this tool used for medical purposes, that it really can provide a big help for people. And if they are in the hospital or they need to go to an hospital, in any sort of relations, I see a big thing if we can reach out to, if we can be there. But it will take a time for us. But a lot of professors and doctors are examining our data, but as well the sensor, the experience. We have as well a medical doctor, who's sleeping on it, and he totally thinks it's such a new way of learning our bodies. He has to do with sleep apnea, And by that, he is even measuring when he gets attacks before he needs his oxygen. It's pretty cool that he is starting such small understandings already of his own body. And yeah, that need to be done in a clinical study and need to be officially written in a paper. And then we can do something for it, with it, for this world, in fact. So,
that's great. I'm glad to hear that we're sort of at the early stages. It's very exciting when something is in process and you're just waiting to see how it could be used. As we're kind of wrapping up here, I'm curious where people could go to find out more information. Obviously, I can put your LinkedIn contact, your email. I know you also gave me an audio I could post. Is there anything else that people should know or go to look for to learn more?
Qstrip.com, q-strip.com, and that's it. I think you can find it. You can always reach out to my person, me in person on LinkedIn, or yeah, meet me on Clubhouse. I mean, that may be cool to say, because a lot of experience will come from a Clubhouse experience, because we are there with a group of 50 people. We're going to sleep with 50 people, and they're all having to do something in sleep or sweat. So they're doctor, sleep scientists, but as well nutrient, food scientists, sporters, athletes. So to get an understand the first experience, to get a first experience and to understand the basic, fundamental basics, why we are sweating, how this relates their body. So for their purposes, it's not a clinical study. Now it's a citizen science from a Clubhouse experience. And yeah, each day we will do a briefing to each other what we did, and that can be a simple test like Tom, for example. If I met you on Clubhouse and you have a same sensor, we're going to drink a beer together on Clubhouse, and we have some fun, and we will see how this beer is having effect on our bodies and our sleep, you know, on our sweat. Can be quite
an
interesting conversation day after. So we're looking forward to do that. It's qstrip.com or .nl. I think .nl is qstrip, as well.
Yeah. Thank you. And yeah, for the listeners, I don't know if everybody's aware. So Clubhouse is it's currently only on iPhone, although I think it will be at some point on Android. You, I guess, have to be invited by somebody who's on there. I was lucky enough a few weeks, or I guess a month ago, to be invited in. And everything is auditory. So there's no visuals, there's no PowerPoints, there's no video.
Nope.
It's all just simply conversation. And it's kind of like walking into a conference where there's different rooms, and you can see, you know, what is in the different rooms and who's in the room, and then you can enter to be part of the conversation. You start off as an audience member, and then you can raise your hand, and they can pull you up on stage, and you can ask questions. So it's really kind of fun and interesting, and I'd be curious to see where things go from here, but obviously that's one place where people could come find you, is on Clubhouse.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of knowledge findable over there, and I'm not a promoter for Clubhouse, but just to let you understand that normally it should take me 1 year to contact all these persons, and perhaps they will never reply, and now I will jump I will open up one lobby or one, what is it, room or something, and they will come to you, and you have a big conversation about all the subjects that you directly point that you need. So by that, I'm pointing on the Clubhouse experience, and that's, yeah, they love it over there as well, because they think it's really cutting edge what we're working on. That we call it sweatology. I mean, it's a word. It's not an original word, I think, but they call it sweatology, and they would love to test it. But yeah, it looks quite promising for the future. It's a new instrument, and we have to see what we can do with it. We have to understand. Probably we will reveal some really cool things. But yeah, I cannot say too much about it, because that's for other people who discovered it. But
sure.
It's really looks promising.
In fact, that's where we met, obviously. And so there's a big group of people in MedTech, and so if anybody's interested, it's a great place to go. Let me know if you need an invite, and I could shoot you over one. But sort of in closing, I'm curious if you could tell us, I don't know if you've had any thought around this yet, what historical figure or fictional character that you relate to or are inspired by?
Oh, that's a difficult question. That's a really difficult question. But if I really go to the into depth, it should be more I think Mozart. And that's because of its, I don't know, the way how for his time, how he was so much further than the world was already. So this guy, Mozart, was really an intelligent guy into music. That's why all the fundamental basics of music, a lot of fundamental basics of music are coming from his parts as well. And he made something totally weird from that time, but really stunning. And it's still living on. It's still what we do, what we use, what we are used to listen to. So by that, I think I can relate it into music, the never-ending pieces of music. And I think that's what discovery is all about. You can never stop doing discovery, discover new things, find out how new things can be done. And I think it's Mozart.
Yes, I could definitely see how that works, because I feel like you are definitely ahead of your time, and I can see how you really have put together a great, interesting thing that I think will become very important in the future, and people aren't aware yet that it will be a key piece to keep in mind. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for being here, Tom. Yeah, it's like I say it in one sentence. It's for me, it's the inverted microscope.
Why do you say that?
Because if you see the longitude measurements of changes of sweat, that's what making it what we. That's what's giving the explanation why we don't see it. Hmm. The exact way of how the first guy in the microscope was watching a little water bubble. And he noticed, hey, there are creatures in it. And everybody said, no, you're crazy. You cannot see anything in that drop. We don't see it with the naked eye. And by that, he was, I know, he was working on the future already.
Hmm. That's excellent. But it sounds like you're saying this is the reverse of that. You're looking from the other direction.
Exactly. But we have to see it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you will.
And we'll see you on Clubhouse.
We see you on Clubhouse, Tom. Thank you. Have a very nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Please check out medtechchat.com for more podcasts and blogs. See you there.